Life is hard. This show, The Southern Style Medium, is all about understanding your life struggles, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get ready to be enlightened with life tools and free readings each week by renowned psychic medium, life coach, and motivational speaker, Sharon Pugh, fondly known as The Southern Style Medium, for her warm, humorous, and tell-it-like-it-is approach. And now your host, Sharon Pugh.
Okay, now I realize that this is not a female voice and you have my apologies. This is Medium Matthew. And I'd like to say welcome to the Sharon Pugh Show and the Medium Matthew Show as well. Now, the problem is that Sharon is dealing with something personal for just a few minutes, folks, so you can relax. She will be on the radio soon and you'll be able to hear her voice and be very happy. In the meantime, let me introduce myself once again to those people who might be new to the show. And for those that already know who I am, you can sit back, relax, roll your eyes a little bit and say, here we go. So my name is Medium Matthew. You can find me at www.psychicmatthew.com. And you can also find me and Sharon through bestpsychicdirectory.com. Now, just to keep you informed on this, when I give you a website address, whatever it may be in future shows or for the show right now, if I say the word and I don't tell you about any dashes or minus signs in the web address, you can be sure that everything I'm saying is all one word. So with that in mind, SharonPugh.com, P-U-G-H, to get to her direct website and get a direct reading from her, which would be instant, although the word instant is kind of not literally, you don't click and there she is, but you do it very quickly because you know that she's available through the green text on the button that you would click. Now, this is the same for me with psychicmatthew.com. If you see that I'm available in the green text and the little bubble button that's on my website, then you can reach me directly. So, in the meantime, today's going to be a very interesting show. We are going to be talking today about pets. Now, the reason we're going to be talking about pets today is because we both, Sharon and I, have had a lot of experiences both in reading animals, many varieties of animals, but mostly the common pets that people have in their houses. Then we can talk, we'll talk a little bit about animals that are typically more outside and considered to be farm animals, or work animals that we can also communicate, such as horses. We're also dealing with past, present, and the living. When I say present, I mean that they may have just recently died. So keep that in mind and don't be too confused. When we do start taking the calls today, we're going to try and take these calls a little bit earlier than normal because the last two shows, I want to make an apology. We made a small mistake and we overshot the readings with the amount of time we had on this wonderful broadcasting service with OM Times. And what we're going to do is try to take the calls a little bit earlier to give readings to people who want to have a reading. And at about the time, maybe 5 to 10 minutes before the show is about to end, we'll wrap up the readings and then we're going to say our farewells and all that type of stuff. But let me tell you about the readings for today. They don't have to be about pets, but that is our main, topic for today, is about pets. The energy about pets, the spirituality of pets, and where they might be when they're living, and how they can sense us, and where they might be, meaning where are they spiritually when we're looking into their eyes, and where they might be when they pass. See, a lot of people believe that animals, such as pets, are actually something that become family. And I would agree with them. The reason I say this is because animals have a spiritual body within them, just like everything else on this planet. And I believe that there's a spiritual connection not only between the animal and the world, but there's a spiritual connection between the animal and the person who it's living with. Notice I did not say owner. I don't believe we own animals. I believe there is a partnership and then a friendship, and then there is some type of recognition of love. There's a scientific side which says animals are just animals. They are pets, we buy them, we have a verbal communication or hand gesture communication, or we have a routine that they're very familiar with. But as good as science is at proving that these particular systems are in place and they work effectively, I don't believe that that's the limit. I believe that it is limitless. That's why I say we can actually communicate with them, because they have this limitless ability to connect spiritually just like we do. And therefore, because of that, we actually have the ability to talk with them. Now, a small thing came up to my memory just recently. I was watching this on YouTube. Great website. Most people that have internet access know about it. And there was this woman who was called upon in a safari park to communicate with a, I think it was a panther, black panther. And while this panther had been brought to this rescue park, the person who manages this park couldn't get this panther to calm down. It just refused to accept any interaction. This woman was called in, who is a animal spiritualist, animal communicator, and the video talks about how she sat down in front of this wild, angry creature and had this simple moment of spiritual and physical awareness of each other without confrontational expectations. Though the bottom line is, the manager of this place, could not get communication because he believed in the scientific perspective of how animals communicate. She believed what I believe, and what I believe, and I'm hoping and pretty sure the audience listening also believes in the science and the spiritual connection. So, and what she did was she sat there and she just simply looked it right in the eyes. And they just looked at each other. And some time passes, and then she communicates with this manager, saying different things about how the lion feels. And all of these things were something that could have been guessed, or through common sense been discovered. Excuse me. So then she said a couple of things which were impossible to know, excuse me, my goodness, and very captivating to tip the belief system into the spiritual realm. And she talks about how the panther said there were some cubs that it was aware of from a previous encampment where it was at. When she brought this up to the attention of the manager, his eyes dropped. His mouth dropped and his eyes popped open, like, oh my God, how is it possible that you couldn't tell us about this simple fact? Could have been anything. So at that particular point, he instructed her to tell the panther what, through this spiritual communication, what its purpose was here, which is exist. Let your spirituality out. Let the physical world around you be absorbed through the process of freedom. And all of a sudden, later that day, for the first time in a very long time, it actually left its cage and started walking around. Now, I won't get to the end of it because it's a nice sob story. It's a very beautiful one. But the end result is that it validated what this show is about, which is we can communicate with animals on a spiritual level, but it's not something where you have a chit chat about, hi, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. It's emotional. Through emotional feelings, we can actually figure out sometimes the words that we're trying to get into the conversation. And the end result is we actually can enjoy a conversation through the emotions, which is actually a beautiful thing.
That was beautiful. So, hi.
Oh, God. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. I'm back in. I know, I was listening to the whole thing. That was absolutely incredible.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm glad you're back.
So, had a minor technical issue that I had to go take care of. I am back, but, you know, I wanted to see if, you know, we could kind of take that story a little bit further. And, you know, one question that I get asked is, you know, is there such a thing as animal ghost?
Ooh.
And I don't know what your opinion about this is, but, you know, I absolutely don't believe that there is, you know, such a thing as animal ghost. You know, ghosts are earthbound, you know, spirits that have unresolved issues and they don't want to leave. Animals are brought here by angels. They're taken by angels. They come here to serve our higher good. They come here as protectors, teachers. You know, sometimes a stray dog or cat on the side of the road is sometimes an angel in disguise. I mean, so they don't come here to grow spiritually like we do. And so I wanted to get, what is your take on that?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I think that you have a definite point, but I'd want to do more research on it because I was actually always of the impression that when anybody comes here to this earth, we don't always come in as human beings. Sometimes we may take on other forms. So I think that we as spirits, no matter what form we take, there's always some type of an evolution. And the reason I say that is because in some cases, perhaps people, this is a joke that I heard from somebody. It said that if God wanted to torture you, he brings you in, let's say for example, he brings you in as a human being. You live your life. But for some reason, it didn't go as planned. You didn't follow the rules, whatever it is. Okay, you go back up to heaven and God says to you, okay, you know what? You didn't quite accomplish what you wanted to here. Here's your life in rewind. He says, okay, so this next one, we're going to teach you something about teamwork. We're going to force you to learn it. So what does he send them back as? An ant. Now imagine that. How is that for teamwork? I mean, an ant is nothing but teamwork. The entire nest is teamwork. So, it's hard for me to say. I can't possibly decide which way they come in as. But I see where you're going with it, and I can certainly respect it and appreciate it. But I don't know if that's the only perspective or not. So I'd say that that's what I would say, is that I do believe that there is something more to it. But you might be right. There may be pets that come into our lives that are specifically one purpose, and when they're done, they're taken directly back, and that's it. They're not here for spiritual growth. That could very well be.
And I have to take what you said. It does make sense because there was a brain surgeon that had a near-death experience. And through this near-death experience, he immediately was taken to this place of just soil. He didn't understand what he was or who he was. He didn't have this consciousness of being dead or transitioning. He was just being. And I believe that he saw, like another worm there. And he questioned himself as to whether for that short period of time, did he come back to see the simplicity of Earth, through a worm? So I have heard stories like this, and I know that when we don't live up to our soul contract and we come here and we mess up, we absolutely could come back as something more low vibrational, something where we have challenges, we don't live as long. I've just never seen any proof of that. And
True,
it's
true.
not the messages that I get, but it doesn't mean that, it's not possible. But, talking about animals passing, I work with clients that have dogs, cats, birds, that are getting ready to pass. So when we come back from break, we'll talk about the signs that an animal is going to be passing soon, what to look for. So we'll be back right after
Cool.
this break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the practical, intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world. With me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, hi everybody. We are back. We're talking about all things animals, animals communication, and kind of what stems from that. So there's a lot more to just communicating with animals. And before we went to break, I wanted to touch on, signs that an animal is going to pass soon, things that they give us. And Matthew, I have a feeling that you have your own, because I know right now you're working really close with a group of dogs that you're helping to
Oh,
train.
yes.
Which I find interesting. But some of the things that I found, through working, being there with animals that are getting ready to transition, that are sick. Right before they pass, they develop this higher consciousness about them. and they're able to understand what I understand, you know, the level of a 10-year-old. They actually seem to understand what we're saying to them, you know, more than when a dog is healthy and we teach them to sit or fetch or, you know, give a single word. They understand full sentences. And I believe that because they are getting ready to transition, as they transition, they have that higher consciousness about them. And, you know, another thing is they'll show you an unusual amount of affection and comfort. We had two Yorkies that one had kidney failure and the other one had cutaneous lymphoma. And this was at the same time. So we were battling, you know, a kidney issue, and then we were battling cancer with the other one. And one of our Yorkies went into the hospital and they came out and they said, look, you know, the creatine levels are so high, we can't get them back down. You got to make a decision. So we took Sophia out in this garden area that had a swing and a garden. We took her out there, wrapped her up in a blanket. And she was one where she was just a grouchy old lady. She would snap at everything, just no eye contact. She was just always in a bad mood. And I remember her looking at me, and she was speaking to me through her eyes, and she was saying, I'm okay. The angels are here. I will be okay. You know, tell Evie that, you know, Evie is our other Yorkie, you know, that I love her, and I'll let you know that I'm okay. And I'm thinking, oh my God, am I imagining this? And as we were walking back in, we stopped, and Sophie gave me 4 licks on the side of the cheek. And I heard her say, I love you, mommy, with each lick. And it just opened up my eyes. And that's when I started doing so much more work with working with clients that are in the process of losing, you know, an animal. And we ended up putting her to sleep. And then 2 weeks later, Evie, the one with cutaneous lymphoma, she ended up in the hospital, and we had to put her to sleep. And I was so devastated by the loss of Sophia. I was so brokenhearted that we were losing both of them within a short amount of time. I couldn't be there when they put Evie to sleep. Mm-hmm. And my husband was there. And it took me years to forgive myself, and it took me, you know, many more to come with peace that I wasn't supposed to be there, that she was surrounded by, you know, by love. She knew that I loved her. And I had readings with animal communicators, you know, just to get that validation. So it's like I sought out animal communicators to get that validation that I end up giving people. So, I mean, Matthew, have you ever lost a pet?
Yes, I have lost a few pets, but with that story, I'm not going to try to, I don't think it'd be a good idea to remain on that level, because that story was in itself was so beautiful. I think we'll let people resonate with that one the best.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Move on with the point that I have seen other animals that have passed, and I do agree that when they are getting close to that point where they are going to exit their body and exit the earth, I do think that there is a shift towards a higher level of peace than we can imagine in our own moment in that difficult moment. And for some reason, they are able to share that peace with us, and that's an amazing gift for people. Absolutely. But on the other hand, if you look at the way all animals communicate with us when they're at peace, it seems like we're always looking at a higher level of spirituality when we look into their eyes. And I don't pretend to profess to understand where it comes from exactly, but I do know that for some reason they've got a connection to the Holy Spirit that I wish I could connect to in the same with the same ease more often. Definitely.
No, you're right, you know, 100%. And, you know, so this is, you know, everybody has pets that, you know, that are healthy now that they're going to lose, that they have lost. And, you know, do I wish that, you know, our dogs and cats and other pets that we bring in as family could live longer than the average, you know, 15 years? Absolutely. But I think that we're supposed to experience, we're supposed to give, you know, others love, you know, and not, you know, not shut down. But here's just a few other things that, you know, are kind of cues that I've seen. You know, of course, they'll refuse to eat or drink. You know, the long drawn out, you know, eye contact. And I've seen a lot of them have a burst of energy, and these are very similar things that happen right before we pass. We don't eat, we don't drink, we have a burst of energy, everything's okay, and then, you know, then we make that transition.
Well, the interesting thing about when pets pass is that we as people are highly ignorant, in a blissful ignorance towards the passing of spirituality in ourselves and other creatures. We can make representation regarding what we see, but you only people like you and I and other people that are elevated in spirituality, and there are millions out there, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about just you and me, but there are millions out there who actually are looking at these, looking at this event and looking beyond the physical. And I find it very difficult to put into words what I am experiencing when these pets pass, other than the emotions, but the spirituality. It sounds like you're doing a better job putting it into words than I can. But what I say, what I'm seeing is there's a significant shift in behavior, and everything that's is negative in the behavior, such as what you said, loss of appetite, loss of energy, personality becomes much more quiet. In fact, sometimes they might even be completely antisocial, whereas they are normally a social creature. So yeah, there are many things to look for in it, but the bottom line is that when they pass, I think we are blessed to know that they will allow us to experience it for the most part with them, and they can give us comfort because they consider us to be family, except for one particular species. And I don't understand why they do it, but they do it, and that's cats. Cats want to be left alone. They go off on their own, and they do it alone. They don't want to be around people. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've worked, you know, cases where, you know, a cat goes missing, and, you know, once they're found, they passed of natural causes. And they do. Cats do want to, they want to go off by themselves and, you know, pass alone.
Makes you wonder what's going on there, because it's not a shared spirituality. Maybe there's a reason for it, but that's a curious thing.
You know, I don't know if maybe one part of it is because cats are so independent. They're, you know,
king of the castle.
they're fine being on, you know, on their own. But I'm allergic to cats, so I've never, you know, had a cat as a pet. I just know through, you know, the eyes of other people that have had cats, you know, and that has happened. But, you know, and on the flip side of it, it's like once your animal does pass, you know, how do they come to you and tell you that they're okay? And I've, you know, heard from people that say, you know, I heard their nails on the floor, almost like they were walking across the floor, or the jingle of their collar, or they will feel, you know, the presence of them like rubbing up against the leg. And it's always immediately after that passing, you know, just to say, I'm okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. I think that there's a powerful communication between the owner or the two family members. I think you're right. But also on another note, a quick side note, the last two shows, we discussed this after the radio show, you and I, about callers. And if we should start to take them a little earlier and then watch towards the end of the show so we don't wind up cutting off a reading in the middle of it. So do you want to tell people they can start calling in now, or do you want to wait a little bit longer?
Yeah, they can. We did talk about that. So I'm actually keeping a clock next to me. So if we do get a call and, you know, when I posted on the link, if you want a pet reading, and can be a pet that you currently have, it can be a pet that passed. And, let me give out my contact information. So if you want to book a reading with Sharon Pugh, go to SharonPugh.com, SharonPugh.com, or SouthernStyleMedium.com. Follow me on Facebook under Sharon Pugh. And if you want to get an instant, immediate reading, you can find me on Shea Parker's Best American Psychics or Bob Olson Best Psychic Directory. So with that, and I tell me, you know, Matthew, if this is somebody while we're waiting for callers, and if we don't get any callers, then, you know, we have that extra time to talk about this. But I work with a lot of pets that go missing. 90% of them are dogs.
Okay.
And the peak time for them to go missing is 4th of July. I have so many dogs that go missing 4th of July because of the fireworks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
that totally makes sense. And they're terrified. Once a year for 3 to 4 hours, as soon as the sun sets, it's all hell on earth.
Oh, you know, it's heartbreaking, you know. And so here's just a few things that I give people, you know. I'm like, these are the first things that you do when you realize that your dog has gone missing. And, you know, comb an area of about 2 miles, starting out 2 miles, you know, 360 degrees. Of where, you know, where they went missing. If that doesn't yield any results, check the local pound. When making a flyer, never post stolen. Even if you are 100% sure that your dog or your cat was stolen, you never want to post stolen. And I'll explain that in just a minute. Put the highest reward that you can on there. And if, one second, Diane from Iowa is on the phone. And as we promised, if you call in, we will take your call. Diane, hi.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you've got a little puppy dog, don't you?
Yes, I do. Bafa is like she's like my little girl. I love her so much. We do everything together.
She's your sidekick. You actually ask her opinion. You ask her questions. Do you want
all
to go here, or what do you think of that?
You get wear everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, okay, here
it,
she goes.
Karen.
She must have been. She's right there with you, isn't she?
She's always by my side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because she's like, I'm her sidekick. You know, I am. You know, she doesn't do anything without running it, you know, by me. And
yeah, she's my confidant. Mm-hmm.
She likes the dresses better than anything. She doesn't like anything around her back legs.
No, she doesn't. I've tried to do something like that, and she's very uncomfortable with that. You're right, Sharon. You're so on, as always.
So, you know, she likes the cute dresses with the different textures in them.
Yeah, with the frills. She loves the frills.
I didn't even ask if you wanted to do a pet reading. I just immediately, I'm going, oh my gosh, there's this little furry cute thing, and she's just talking away.
She is. Yeah, she's my little corporate takeover. Everyone falls in love with her. And I learned, actually, her voice back in 2009. I didn't realize that she could communicate. But like you, when she gives me kisses, I can hear her words. It just kind of happened. I was like, well, this is cool. So ever since then, she gets to pick out what she wants to wear every day. She has a very large vocabulary and loves to talk, where my other dog, who's recently died like a year or so ago, he was he didn't talk as much. He was a strong, silent type. But she's all girl. Buffa is quite the chatty Cassie.
Why, did you ever have a dog that you put little boots on them or shoes?
Oh, well, I do that with her. Yeah, when it's winter time. Yeah, winter time when the ice is so bad, she freezes up if she's out too long. She'll just stand there because she'll get too cold.
Okay. The way that she walks in them, you would think that get them off, but she actually loves them.
Oh, she does. Good.
Yeah, I know. Matt, go ahead. I can hear your wheels turning. All right, Diane, don't go anywhere, because I would love for Matthew to give you or Buffa a reading. So hold on.
Oh,
we'll be
cool.
Right back.
Thanks, Sharon.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I know that sounded kind of funny. So, hello, Sharon.
Hi. It sounded like, let's get ready to rumble.
All right, I'll do it just once. Let's get ready to rumble.
Good try.
Well, I have what the I've been told many, many times that I have a radio voice, and if I really want to put it on, I can. But for this particular moment, I'm so relaxed in my chair right now with my radio gear all here, and I'm just kind of relaxing, listening to you talking to your friend about her little love. And something came up to me, not about your little package of joy, but more about you. And I was tapping into everything around you that I can. And wow, there's really not a whole lot going on in your life that is really bad. A lot of things are going pretty good. There's no real complaints on your part, is there?
Not really. Yeah, it's pretty laid back.
Okay. Yeah. There is one area that I did discover, one particular part, but it is not of anything of any concern other than when you decide it should be something you want to focus on, and that is I get the feeling you want to become a little bit more spiritually awake beyond what you are because it's a very curious area that you'd like to tap into. Is that true?
Yes, yes, that's very true. I've always wanted to tweak and heighten my abilities that way. I've always been that way, yes.
Yeah. So that's the only area that I can that I was able to pick up on you that of anything of any concern in a short reading that I had for you. As far as your package of joy is going, she loves to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
It's her passion. She looks forward to every single day and what you're going to do with her.
Aww.
You two are like two peas in the same pod that don't drive each other crazy.
Oh, so we're best buddies.
Yes.
We are best friends.
And that actually, on a spiritual level, holds completely true.
Oh, neat.
You will, not only that, but when her short lifespan is at a point of change, your communication will remain extremely powerful and strong.
Oh, awesome. That's so cool.
So that's really about the only thing I can offer you. Other than that, you just keep going.
Okay. Well, that's just beautiful. I'm just so glad to hear that I'll be able to communicate with her in the afterworld because that will definitely ease the pain whenever she goes.
It's going to be a little annoying at times because you will be woken up.
Really?
And a couple of times, yep. Pat, pat, pat on the nose. Stop that.
Adorable.
Okay, Sharon, back to you. And
all
wait,
right.
Before I say that, we have just about 14 minutes left, so we might be able to take one more caller. If anybody else is calling, I don't know.
Okay. No, we do not have any more callers. So we've got another minute, Diane. Is there something specific that you wanted to ask us that maybe we can answer?
She does have this little thing on her right side of her rib cage that's kind of like an oblong shape of a thing, and it's kind of mushy, but it feels like
okay.
Something like either a tumor, or could it be just one of those fat globular things?
It's a fatty cyst.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's a hereditary, either her mom or dad had one. And it's also, I was just told that it's hereditary in her breed.
Okay. Yeah, she's a Shih Tzu, a Shih Tzu poodle. So my poodle used to get those. Dog, Jody, used to get those. So maybe it's the poodle side.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for validating that message because I didn't even know what kind
thank
of breed
you.
She was. I just saw a small kind of fluffy.
She is
but
small and fluffy.
Yeah. You know, and as we always say, even when we do, you know, animal communication and we tune into the physical body, if, you know, if it doesn't go away or you're worried about it, you know, have the vet check it. But, I mean, I immediately heard it's fine. It's a fatty cyst and it'll be there, you know, for the rest of her life. And it's not hurting her. But, yeah, the next time you're the vet, just have them look at it.
Sure. Now, usually if I feel panicky about something, then I feel like there is something there, but I haven't felt alarmed about it. So I think you're pretty on. I think, you know, I will have it checked whenever I bring her there, but I think you're pretty right about it, Sharon.
All right. Well, thank you. And I want to thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Love the reading. I appreciate both you and Matthew. I feel very fortunate to have heard from both of you. That's beautiful.
Well,
I'd say we're
you.
Fortunate to hear from you.
Yes, you are.
Oh, geez.
You're a bright, beautiful light. And everybody, would you mind me asking? I hate to put you on the spot, but you are an amazing painter, amazing artist. I have, you know, that throw blanket here that has your artwork on it. But do you have a website where people could go and look at your art? Because it's just unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I do have a website, and it's, it has my name in it. It's just Artist Diane Naylor, D-I-A-N-E, N as in Nancy, A-Y-L-O-R, artistdianenaylor.com. And I have my paintings up there. Thank you, Sharon.
I had to ask because it's just the most beautiful. And the subject is, you won't even believe the subject that this kind of creativity can exist. But it's just amazing. So thank you for letting me share that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, and you do the same. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. She's so sweet. She's such a bright light.
Okay. Yeah, you can tell.
All right. Where we had kind of left off before we took Diane's calls, unless there's something you want to talk about, Matthew?
Well, the one thing I do want to mention is that number one is let's talk about what when people try to get through to you on your website. Let's say it's for a pet reading or general reading or specific reading. When they say instant readings, what's the process that they have to go through to actually get that instant reading?
Well, it's through a company called Click4. So it will take you to a square box, and if you're not already signed up, you just click on the sign up and enter your information, and you use a username. So that username can be Fairy Angel 11. So
whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. It can be. I mean, I have seen some of the most interesting usernames. But we don't get your phone number. We don't get your email address. We get no information. We don't know your first name. We don't know your last name. And so when you call in, it's completely anonymous. We don't even know where you're calling from. You know, so it's very private. And so you just fill out the information, and then you choose the reader that you want, and you each reader has a set amount that they charge per minute, and we do not get that full amount. We have to pay 40% of that amount back to Click4.
Be careful. Be careful there, Sharon. There's some facts here that you want to be very cautious of as far as the distribution goes.
Okay. All right. All right, I'll leave that part of it out because brain fart. Yeah, it varies where you're at, the percentage does.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, So it's really easy. I mean, you create a profile, and then once you become, a member, you can just go back to that same account and choose the same reader, or you can choose another reader. So it's
Okay. So basically, Click4Advisor is the third party, and you sign up with them. They put in their information. They can remain anonymous or not, that's their choice. And then once everything's all set up, they know that you have a green light because you're available. Then they set it up and they call you and you answer the phone.
That's it. It's easy. I've been using it for, oh my gosh, since 2011. So like 7 years I've been doing this, and I just find it the easiest way to help people. And in fact, I do more through the instant reading than I do the scheduled readings.
Okay. Now that's the other thing I wanted to mention here is that if they wanted to contact you directly, not go through a third party, which is a secured site, but it's still a third party. If they wanted to contact just you directly and pay you directly, what do they do?
My website, I know I gave that out earlier, so I don't want to give it out, over and over again, but just sharonpugh.com, southernstylemedium.com. There's also to the show link, you can see our websites, and you can either visit me, or you can visit Matthew, or you can visit us both.
And they have to set up a PayPal, correct?
Through my website, the only payment that I use is PayPal, and I've used PayPal for over 10 years. It's the most
Okay.
secure, I just like it the best. Everybody has their own, checkout method.
Cool. And I think it might behoove us to let people know and be very transparent as we can be about the systems so that they know exactly what to expect when they try to get a hold of you, and that way it's fluid because unfortunately, as we've talked about in our private conversations, is that there's sometimes people get nervous when they realize that there's a little bit more to do than just click once or twice. So I thought it might be behoove us to kind of give them a little bit of indication of the process to get a hold of you, and it's still very easy. But that way there's no surprises.
Okay, all right. Well, I know we've only got 4 minutes left, and so I'm
Right.
keeping
Oh
an
my God,
eye.
we're doing great.
I know we're keeping an eye on, the time, but just a few things about all things animals, animal communication.
Yes.
This 4th of July, please keep your animals inside. Keep them in a closed area. Better safe than sorry. Check for holes around fencing. If your dog is outside, or your cats, you really can't keep them contained unless you keep them inside. But dogs,
True.
if you have a gate, because I've had clients call me and they said somebody left the gate open. Put a lock on the gate.
And there's
And
also the harness too. If they need to be roped up, put a harness on them, not necessarily just a neck collar.
yeah. And or just someplace where they're safe, they're tethered, or they're not going, to get out. And if you're going on vacation, my opinion is go for a boarding facility
Oh, amen
where
to that. Amen.
because I've had so many pets go missing while the owners are on vacation, and they've had somebody come and they check on their dog or their cat, and then they're not familiar with closing this gate or that door, and then the pet gets out.
Oh, bye-bye.
And yeah, and so and now they've come out with GPS collars. You can download an app on your phone
Wow.
and see exactly where your pet is at.
Or see where they're not supposed to be
I know where they're
at.
not supposed to be. I know they, I think they have them for children, but I know they have them for you know, for dogs and cats. Yeah.
Why is our dog at the Dunkin' Donuts?
I know. But, you know, I mean, think about it. If they're lost and you know exactly where they're at, I mean, that's priceless. And so I've got two little Morkies, Maltese Yorkies, and they're inside all the time. But when we do get a big dog, I'm probably going to get a GPS collar just because we have tons of land and, you know, there's places to run. So, I mean, I kind of want to know.
Do they have GPS for goats?
So, oh, I know. That's a whole nother show of the goats. My goats got lost. My goats got lost one day and they ended up down the road and I'm chasing the goat and I'm having to jump on its back and wrap a rope. No, this is true. I literally did this. My goats got out on the road. But, you know, and then the last thing, I know, the last thing, invisible fencing. If you can put that up, that's a great thing. Yay, we covered everything. Thank you for joining us. All right. Yes. Thank you, Matthew. And we will see you next week. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.